As bull season is here and underway, it's important to select the right bull for your program. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Selecting the right bull is important for your operation, and choosing the right one all depends on your program. Matt Spangler, Beef Genetics Specialist with Nebraska Extension, gets us up to date on some things that you should think about.
It all starts with identifying just a couple of really high-level things, and one is, when do they plan on marketing calves? Are they going to sell calves at weaning? Are they going to background them? Are they going to turn into yearlings? Or are they going to retain ownership through the feed yard? And if they retain ownership, do they plan to sell them live or in the beef? That begins to tell us, well, what weight traits are important for them to consider. If they sell at weaning, then obviously weaning weight's important. If they retain ownership all the way through the feed yard and sell in the beef, then they've got to think about post-weaning gain and think about carcass traits as well. Those are revenue-based traits, but you have to match those with when you plan to sell calves. That said, even for the producer that sells at weaning, particularly if they direct market their calves, they can't completely ignore post-weaning performance because somebody is going to feed them. And you'd like that somebody to come back and buy your calves, buy your product again.
The other thing you should be asking yourself is, are you going to retain females? Do you need to start paying attention to maternal traits?
If they don't, then arguably sire selection becomes a lot simpler because all they have to do is focus on the traits related to when they plan on selling calves. They don't have to worry about female fertility, things like mature cow weight, cow lactation potential, because they're not retaining their own replacements. But if they are, they have to think about those things. And so being cognizant that selection for growth traits could increase mature cow weight if you keep back your own replacement heifers. Thinking about traits like stayability or functional longevity, a kind of a proxy for sustained cow fertility. So it boils down to identifying what are the sources of revenue, what are the sources of cost, and that's really based on when you sell your calves and if you keep back heifers or not. If I continually try to increase weight of the calves that I sell off ranch, but also keep back replacement heifers, there's a tendency those heifers are going to be larger in mature weight than the cows I have currently. And so that's an increasing cost to me. The simple thing is to say, well, you've got to balance those.
He says it's more complicated than that because it's based on economic balancing.
So is an additional pound of calf sold at weaning, how much increase in cow weight can I tolerate before it's no longer a net positive to me? It's actually a monetary loss. There are tools that help producers think through selecting for multiple traits at the same time, even when there's these kinds of antagonism.
And those are called economic selection indexes.
Every major beef breed association offers at least one. And for producers in that scenario, they're selling calves, but also retaining replacement heifers, they want to make sure to use the economic index that actually matches the objective they have, that does consider all of those traits and allows a trade-off amongst them. So producers are actually selecting animals that are the most profitable. And I think that's so important to consider is when I'm purchasing a bull, that's an economic decision. And is that decision going to lead to improved profit? Is there a return on investment from that decision? And that's really the way I'd encourage people to think through that.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.